I do hope you have your Bible, and I hope you have found Psalm 40. I've been going to Camp Tejas for 15 years. I've taken children to Tejas. Camp Tejas is in Giddings, and since I've been here, we've been every year except COVID year. I love Camp Tejas, a wonderful pool, a great slide into the pool, a lake that has a trapeze and a zip line. The food is, well, it's camp food, but the best part of Camp Tejas is Camp Tejas Mud Games, a huge mud pit, a gigantic, wonderful pit of mud that we invite all the kids and some adults to join. For kids, mud games are pure bliss, but for adults, it's even more. It's just something about mud between your fingers, your toes, your hair, your ears, your nose, and your clothes that you leave at camp. Mud everywhere. And I have to tell you, as a pastor, it's a little pastor aggression when that fourth grade boy has been giving you fits. You get him in the mud pit and you just hold him down. You just hold him down with your foot on his back. It feels really good. Mud games at camp are just, and really it's not just mud. I'm not sure where they got the dirt. This is a huge, huge mini yard pit. I think they brought their original mud dirt from a West Texas cattle feedlot. It smells like a feedlot when you're there with those kids, or maybe that's just the way fourth grade boys smell. But it is marvelous. It is just part of camp mud. And I think it's an accurate picture of Psalm 40. Psalm 40 begins, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." David was in a mess, a slimy pit of mud and mire. The Message said it was a ditch of deep mud. King James Version said a horrible pit of miry clay. And the New Revised Standard Version called it a desolate pit, a miry bog. Regardless of the translation, David was in a mess. Now I wonder why. Why was he in the mess, and how did he get in the mess, and when did this mess occur in his life, and what was the occasion? David, a man after God's own heart, describes his life at some point as in a slimy pit of mud. Well, we don't know. We can't tell from the text when it happened or even what the occasion was, but David was in a mess. For example, verse 12, "For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more," either his troubles or his sin, "they are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me." David was in a pit. Verse 14, "May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say, 'Aha, aha, aha,' may they be appalled in their own shame." Verse 17, "But as for me," David writes, "I am poor. I am in need." David was in a mess. His life felt like he was in a pit, stuck in mud and muck. And most of us, maybe all of us, can relate to David. All of us have had those moments. We're either in it right now, or we've just come out of it, or we're getting ready to walk into it, into that situation where we feel we are in a ditch, a pit, slimy, desolate, horrible pit. Now, we're not going to admit that, especially on a Sunday. We're not going to admit that on a Sunday, and we often don't admit it to our friends, lest they think. And we hide it from our family. We put on our mask, and we pretend that everything is good. Everything is just... But occasionally, it would do us well to be honest and to say, I'm a Psalm 40 David. In a pit. Some of you here can relate. You've lost a job. That job that you thought would be there. Maybe you'd retire early, but the benefits were there. It was your job, and you didn't see it coming. Maybe you should have, but you didn't, and it's gone. And that pit haunted you. Some of you know what it is to be abandoned by a spouse. Again, you knew things weren't perfect in the marriage. You knew things could be better, but suddenly it's over and you talk about a pit in your stomach. And children, oh, that glorious day when they're born and we have them there in the hospital and we think, isn't this great? And children, when they're ill, and as a parent, we don't know what to do, and we don't understand. And when our children hurt, and when our children are despondent, and our children are dealing with difficulties, and our children find themselves in a crisis, and our children are struggling, and we think if they'll just grow up and be adults, and then it's even worse. And you find yourself in a pit. Because your children are in a pit, or when there's disease or disability of yourself, but even worse, when it's your spouse, and you can't fix it. Or when we age, we don't like to age. We're not going to be that age. And it happens. Or when that unexpected death comes of a loved one, a spouse, a parent, or God forbid, a child. Or when the bank account is just gone. You thought you had prepared, but one thing after another, and you look, and it's just not enough. Or maybe the pit results from some of your choices, our own choices. We make stupid choices, and they have consequences, but it still hurts. And we're in that pit. Or maybe it's just like Solomon, you get to an age and you say, is this it? Empty. Maybe Solomon was right. Meaningless. Meaningless. All of life is meaningless. You hide it. You put on the mask. But when you're alone, you feel depressed and despondent in the midst of a slimy pit in the muck, in the mire. My grandmother used to say, I'm down in the dumps. I think COVID set many of us down in the dumps. We didn't know what to expect. Every week it changed. Every week it changed, and we were stuck at home alone. And when we did get out, we felt guilty. And when we were home, we were guilty. And we missed our friends, and we missed our church. We catch our breath, and here comes the Delta variant. David was in a mess, and so are many of us. Aren't you glad you came to worship this morning? Are you encouraged yet? You're thinking, wow, I could have stayed home and watched the news and felt this good. Well, hang on, because there is a way out of that mud pit. I think we look at the boots and we think, well, that's it. If we just had mud boots, that would solve all of our problems. As a matter of fact, there's a brand of boots, I didn't know it, called muck boots. Some of you probably have them, muck boots, and they're very expensive. They can do all things, like, you mean that they're, for what you pay, they should. They're amazing. These are not muck. These are Tractor Supply boots, but muck boots. And sometimes the boots in the middle of the mud appear to help, but sometimes the mud boots just pull us deeper and deeper down. I think that's where David was. Verse 6, he put on his boots and he said, sacrifice and offering. But God did not desire. Burnt offerings and sin offerings, God did not want. You see, sometimes when we're in the middle of our mud and we're in the middle of our pit, we think, well, if we were just more religious. The Pharisees always wore mud boots. They believed if you had more rules and more legalism and more outward religious stuff, that that would somehow cover up the mud. Oh, the Pharisees wore boots all the time. But God does not desire. God does not require mud boots, but he gives us hope. How do we get out of this pit? How do we get out of this mud? I think the text gives us four ways. Remember this. In the midst of your pit, in the midst of that muck and mire, the first thing, you offer praise to God, even in the midst of the pit. Verse 3, he put a new song in my mouth. He gave me a hymn of praise, a praise to God. Verse 5, many, Lord my God, many are the wonders you have done, the things that you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Verse 16, but may all who seek you rejoice, be filled with joy, and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. The Lord is good. How did David get out of the pit? He offered praise to God. Praise to God for God's goodness, God's greatness. God gave him a song, and he was filled with joy. Not happiness, but joy. Secondly, proclaim. Verse 9, I proclaim your saving acts to all the people. I do not seal my lips, Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart, but I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love or your faithfulness from the great assembly. What did David do? He proclaimed. He praised God in the midst of the pit, and he began to proclaim God's goodness, God's faithfulness, and God's love. He would not be silent. He preached it. He told the story. He shared with others, and the pit began to dry up. Thirdly, he just did right, and he lived in the Word. Verse 8, God, I desire to do your will. God, I desire to simply do your will, and your law is deep within my heart. Thy word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. We trust and we obey. We trust and we obey. You're in a pit. Offer praise to God, even in the midst of the pit. Proclaim to others God's faithfulness and God's love. And just do right. And continue to live in God's word and dwell on God's word. And I guess the most important is wait and trust and wait some more. Verse 1, I waited patiently. That's how he begins the whole psalm. In the pit, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he turned to me and he heard my cry. Verse 3, many will see and fear and love the Lord and put their trust in him. Verse 4, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false God. But he's blessed as he trusts in the Lord. Verse 7, then I said, here I am. I have come. Here I am. I wait. I trust. And I wait some more. Psalm 130, I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than the watchmen wait for the morning, more than the watchmen wait for the morning. I wait and I trust and I wait. David said, I keep doing right as best I can, and I keep dwelling on God's word, and I proclaim to any and all who will listen that God is faithful and God is love, and I offer praise to God right in my pit. And suddenly the mud dries up. Camp Tejas Mud Games. I know you will all be seeing Katie to sign up to go to Camp Tejas this next year. Matt Adams would love to be in the mud again. Camp Tejas Mud, they are amazing. It is amazing to be with a bunch of kids in the middle of a mud pit. But that's a game. Because after playing in the mud for 45 minutes or an hour, we get out of the mud. And we shower off outside. Then you go to your cabin, you shower off again, you leave your clothes, and you say, wasn't that fun? But life's not a game. And though I love Camp Tejas Mud Games, I know that life in the pit that David spoke of is real. I heard you sing it just a few moments ago. Not only the choir, but in the congregation, I heard you sing it. You sang, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, stronger than darkness. New evermore, our sins and our struggles, our pain and our problems, our muck and our mud, they are many, but his mercy is more. You sang it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, stronger than darkness, new evermore. Our sins, our struggles, they are many, but his mercy is more. David ended his psalm, I am poor and I am needy, but you are my help. You are my deliverer. You are my God. And he still is. Pits are going to come, but we stand on the rock, the solid rock of Christ. Let him pick you up. Get out of the mud. Unlike the pastor, God doesn't, he really doesn't stand there and hold you down. He lifts you up. Shall we pray? Oh God, the pits of life, the slimy mud and muck, it is so real. It's not a game. It's not fun. At times we feel like the mud is winning. Our struggles are many, our mud and our muck, our pain and our problem, but your mercy is more. Your mercy is more. Your mercy is more. Let us hang on to each other. And let us continue to offer praise to you, and let us proclaim to others. And let us just try to do right and hang on to your word. And wait and trust and wait on Christ, the solid rock. I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let us stand with Christ and be filled with his mercy. It's my prayer in Christ's name.